DHS data shows fewer border asylum claims are oaked by judges. By Neil Monroe on November 8, 2019. 3 million migrants flooded across the border from 2013 to 2018, including 416,133 people who claim to need asylum in the United States, according to the Department of Homeland Security. The report, titled Assessment of the Migrant Protection Protocols, showed that 1,230,000 of the migrants were quickly sent home, while 310,592 migrants were allowed to file for asylum during those 6 years before 2019. During this six-year period, just under 7% of the 310,592 asylum requests were approved, while 23% were rejected by judges after a complicated process. And judges approved far fewer cases in 2018, just 2.9% in 2018, down from 6.3% in 2016. The report notes that new training rules are reducing the 2019 number of Central American migrants who are allowed to remain in the United States until a judge considers their asylum claims. Approximately 13% have received positive determinations to stay, and 86% have received negative determinations, ensuring they were sent to Mexico until their court date, the report says. Another 851,000 migrants crossed the border in 2019, but the new report does not include data about their asylum claims. During the six-year 2013 to 2018 period, U.S. immigration judges rejected a total of 72,013 asylum claims, 23% of all claims, the report noted. However, not all of the rejected migrants have been sent home. The remaining 70% of the 2013 to 2018 asylum claims were undecided when the data was collected for the report. That is bad news for Americans because the 215,922 asylum-seeking migrants with undecided cases can get jobs, either legally or illegally. When migrants get jobs, they reduce wages for Americans while they earn the cash needed to smuggle their children into U.S. schools via the Federal Unaccompanied Alien Children Pipeline. The migrants may also use the time to birth children in the United States, giving the parents a better chance of avoiding deportation. President Donald Trump's deputies, including the former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, have speeded up the number of asylum cases that are being processed. In 2019, for example, the Department of Justice's judges ordered almost 190,000 foreigners home, more than double the 80,000 migrants sent home in 2016. This total includes claims made by illegal immigrants once they are caught inside the United States. Amid the huge rise in cases, just 32,200 migrants were allowed to stay in the United States during 2019, up from 17,250 in 2016. However, the illegal immigrant population in the United States includes at least 12 million adults. The report does not explain what happened to the 1.5 million border crossing migrants who were not sent home and who did not apply for asylum. The bad news was released in a report about the successful Migrant Protection Protocols program, which defunds the cartel's labor trafficking business by denying migrants the opportunity to work in the United States. However, the report also included recent good news from President Donald Trump's policies. In the past 9 months of 2019, following a phased implementation and in close coordination with the government of Mexico, DHS has returned more than 55,000 aliens to Mexico under MPP. MPP has been an indispensable tool in addressing the ongoing crisis at the southern border and restoring integrity to the immigration system. Border encounters with Central American families, who were the main driver of the crisis and comprise a majority of MPP-amenable aliens, have decreased by approximately 80%.